Some of the budget nasties are still rising to the surface. Today, the arts community expressed shock at the news that the COVID-19 assistance packages that have been sustaining some parts of the sector during the pandemic will be wound up. Federal spending for arts and culture is set to fall from $1 billion to just under $800 million, with more cuts due over the next couple of years. Industry leaders say the COVID support is being ripped away at an especially difficult time, but they're even more alarmed at the cuts to regional and community arts and major cultural institutions. Emily Burke reports.
Melbourne musician Nat Barsh has spent much of the past 2 years at home.
After COVID hit, it was also the impact on live performances, and so touring and live shows was the main way that artists were still able to earn an income. So the combination of those two has been a bit of a big impact on us, really.
Her latest composition, called Busy Quiet, is a dedication to women and musicians who've lived through the pandemic lockdowns.
I kind of buried myself in composition as a way of coping with the changes that we were facing.
Did that generate much income for you?
Small amounts. Without government funding, as there is for most industries in the country, it's really hard to innovate and develop your craft and go to that next level and reach international markets or even a national market. So it's been essential for me.
Lockdown life might be over, but the arts sector is still struggling, and the federal government's budget offers little good news for the arts.
The government has cut arts and culture funding by 20%. Next year. So we're going from $1 billion in the current year to only $800 million next year, and then they're going to cut it again.
Alison Pennington is a senior economist at the Australia Institute, who co-authored a report called Creativity in Crisis, Rebooting Australia's Arts Sector After COVID.
This is a budget that has no interest in rebuilding the arts and culture sector in Australia.
There are modest increases to the Australia Council and to Indigenous Arts, but there are cuts to regional arts, community broadcasting, film and television, and the National Gallery and National Library. The budget does deliver an extra top-up and final $20 million payment to the RISE program, which has been a financial lifeline for many arts festivals and companies.
It's not enough.
Penelope Benton is the Executive Director of the National Association for the Visual Arts.
It's a great opportunity for the government to announce something, the development of a national cultural plan. Of course, there was nothing.
Matt Diener from the Screen Producers Association says the government missed an opportunity to help expand the industry at a time when the appetite for Australian content is growing.
We were hoping for different policy framework announcements that could have come into this budget, but nothing particularly to do with funding. And what we saw was a removal of support that had been provided to Screen Australia that took its funding backwards, but back to pre-pandemic levels. And that was not unexpected, but it also was potentially a little disappointing in that one of the things that will assist our industry to grow will be greater support for institutions like Screen Australia. And I think there's an opportunity to grow Screen Australia in light of the fact that the sector's growing.
Ben Eltham is lecturer in creative industries at Monash University.
It's actually bigger than the dollars and cents. It's about who we are as people. We're a rich country. We can afford to support the arts and culture to a much more meaningful degree than we do currently.
The Federal Arts Minister, Paul Fletcher, says the inclusion in the budget of an extra $20 million in the RISE scheme is unparalleled funding, which brings the Morrison government's creative economy support package to $500 million. He says arts funding by the Morrison government this year stands at more than $1 billion, a record level of funding under any federal government, Liberal or Labor.
Emily Burke with that report.